This is Guy Bailey interviewing. It's March the 21st, 1977. Okay, and you're...
And I am Andrew...
And you live in what community? In
Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And what county is this in?
What's that?
What county is this in?
Montgomery.
Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. Were you born here?
Born here, and I'm the fourth generation.
Fourth generation.
Mm-hmm.
When were you born?
Oh, I was born in 1898.
Mm-hmm. So that makes you how old?
Seventy-nine.
79, so you lived a pretty long life.
Been here a long time.
Mm-hmm. And what was your occupation?
Oh, I started out with the State Department of Revenue, Alabama State Department of Revenue, as a secretary mm-hmm. to one of the commissioners. They had three commissioners at the time I went into the office. Mm-hmm. And when I left the state, I was a valuation analyst mm-hmm. with the Franchise Tax Division.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you with the state?
49 years.
49 years. Pretty good one. Did you work there longer than anyone has ever worked?
I had more time on the merit system than anybody in the state except Mr. Peter Brannon. Was with the state longer, and he was with the Archives and History Department, but he was not under the merit system. I had more time under the merit system than anybody at the time I retired.
That's really quite an achievement to work at one job that long.
A long time. Yeah. I had waited a long time to... I had an office to go to Maxwell Field and then law offices, and my work was with foreign corporations. And for over 35 years, every foreign corporation... You want to hear this?
Please.
qualified in Alabama. The papers had to come over my desk, and I had to figure what the capital employment would be and the tax, you know. That was my work, and I loved it. It was an interesting work, and I met some very prominent people and some very nice class of people that I came in contact. I was in one of the smaller divisions of the Department of Revenue, and wasn't like maybe sales tax or income where they had so many hundreds of employees. We only had about 14 in the office.
That sounds like a very nice working situation.
Uh-huh.
You mentioned that very, very prominent people you met. Can you tell me about some of those people?
Oh, yes. I knew all the lawyers practically in Alabama. And when I came in, Governor Kilby was in the last year of his administration, I believe it was. Then Governor Brandon Miller, and I worked with the Brookings Institute in Washington, not for them, but the state was loaned to them when they set us under Governor Miller, you know, they reorganized the whole state of Alabama. Mm-hmm. Before that, they just had no system much, and the state was just run haphazardly, you might say. I worked with them on the revision of the revenue code and different things. And Dr. Seidman from the SEIDMAN from Washington came down there. And it was the days when he was making a survey in Vermont and one in Alabama. And he was doing it at the same time. And they didn't have any big air passenger planes like they have now much. They were very antiquated, but he would fly because he didn't have time to go travel any other way. And he would spend part of the week in Alabama and part in...
Did you travel much during that period of time?
I didn't travel at all because we had offices set up for him at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. But I was out of my...